Taylor has been covering the internet for years, and she's done a lot of reporting on how it makes kids feel to grow up very online.
So I actually did a story a couple years ago where I interviewed dozens and dozens of children under the age of 10 about the first time that they Googled themselves and discovered that they had an internet presence. The responses they gave me were pretty shocking. It was kind of a range of emotions. Some kids I talked to were really upset and horrified. One kid talked about actually getting his own Instagram account for the first time and discovering that there was a hashtag associated with his name already. And he clicked that hashtag and found dozens of photos of himself as a child that his relatives and family friends had been posting. And he was mortified. Other kids said that it made them feel violated. They felt embarrassed. They felt like there was this picture of themselves and this reputation, basically, that they had online that they didn't have any say over. And then some of the kids, I would say about 30%, actually were upset that there wasn't more about themselves online, feeling like they didn't exist because there weren't Google images of themselves, or feeling like that without an internet presence, they weren't alive themselves. And that part was equally as dystopian to me, because I think it just shows how intertwined the internet has become with our sense of self, our perception of who someone is. And I think it's really dangerous that these kids are sort of participating in this world that they don't really have any agency in.
And Taylor says the impact is even more extreme when parents are getting paid to put their kids online.
Yeah, so, you know, there are tons of social media creators out there who make a living documenting their lives, and that content often features their children. So there are people that are so-called family vloggers, where they basically vlog their lives as a family. Often they have something unique. So, you know, it'll be like how I feed a family of seven every day, right? And it's the mom or dad, and they're vlogging their life and sort of talking about their life. And this was really revelatory. I mean, this goes back to the dawn of this whole influencer culture, which really started with mommy bloggers. And a lot of times the sentiment behind these channels or blogs or social media accounts is a really positive one. It's a way to trade parenting techniques, talk about, hey, here's how I set up the playroom for my one-year-old, you know, or here's the best toys that I've found to calm a child with special needs, or, you know, things like that. Where it gets exploitative is when the kids are heavily featured and when the content stops being about maybe a resource to other parents and starts just being pure entertainment.